Friday, Terry Master, Yud Gimel, Shvat, Toshim Perif, Reb Yaakov, Yudhani Shvat, Reb Yisrael, Yaakov, Sulam.
Good morning, Rabbi Say. Good morning, good morning. Tonight and tomorrow is Tu B'Shvat. We're coming towards Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is a Yom Tov. Tu B'Shvat is a Yom Tov. Why is Tu B'Shvat a Yom Tov? So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, "Al Ba Rosh Hashanah Him." There's four Rosh Hashanahs, not one Rosh Hashanah, four Rosh Hashanahs. And one of them is Chodesh Elul, one of them is Chodesh Tishri, Le Melachim, Le Maisa, Behema, and Tu B'Shvat. B'Shamay says Chodesh Shvat, and Mesillah says Tu B'Shvat. We pass in like Mesillah. Now, why? What's Tu B'Shvat? So the Mishnah says it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's Le Ilonis. What's Le Ilonis? So Rashi's Masbir is Mavur a bit later in the Gemara as well. That the halacha is that when you give ma'isa, when you mafresh ma'isa, let's say you've got a vineyard, you got grapes, and the halacha is you've got to be mafresh tumas ma'isa before you eat it, right? So mafresh tumas ma'isa on the produce you've got in front of you. But the halacha is that you can only be mafresh, you can only designate tumas ma'isa and pattern and make the rest of the kree, the rest of the things muta only on this of the same year. You can't use last year's to this year's and this year's next year's. You can't mix the years. We designate years. And now when's the year start and stop? Not Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Chodesh Tishri, our Hashanah, but it has its own Rosh Hashanah. And it's called Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. And when's that? That's tomorrow. Now tomorrow, if somebody's got a vineyard, or somebody's got produce, and he wants mafresh tumas ma'isa, then he needs to know that the produce that is going to already start growing from tomorrow. And he's got produce ready in his storage room. That's his produce that he can store. His produce got ready in storage room. It's got wheat. And he can't use last year's wheat to this. We're talking about Ilonis, not wheat. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So now, wow, it's a Meridika Yom Tov. Because Rosh Hashanah Ilonis, because there's a halacha that when you want to be mafresh tumas ma'isa, then you can't use last year's produce, today's produce to tomorrow's produce. Wow, it's a massive, massive Yom Tov. Right, so why is it a Yom Tov? Emma says, Mafarshim says, there's lots more other nafkaminas. If you look in the Rishash, there's other nafkaminas as well. But nothing really tells me, nothing really says, wow, it's a Meridika Yom Tov, it's Shemeridika Yom Tov. So, the first one to mention that it's a Yom Tov, if you look in Rosh Hashanah, if you look at the back, there's a Matcha. The Matcha is one of the Rishonim, which is brought down along with Yosef. And the Matcha says, what happens if, for whatever reason, the call, the Tzibur was Masakan to fast Bahab? Alright? The fast Bab for called Sora Shalay Tava, something wrong happened. And the fast Bab means Monday, Thursday, Monday, base, hay, base. Now what happens if the base or the hay falls on Tu B'Shvat? Right? So the Matzah Moshe tomorrow is hay, tomorrow is Thursday, which is Tu B'Shvat. So the hay happened to fall on Tu B'Shvat. So the Matcha asked, they asked one of the Goyim, are you allowed to fast? It's Tu B'Shvat. So says the Matcha, no, you're not allowed to fast. Why? Because he says a rule. He says, because since the Mishnah calls it Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis, and Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. That's the rule. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. Mela, you have to push off. He says, push off to after Shabbos, push off to Monday or Thursday, wherever the halachas are, Hilchas Bab. You can't fast. Why? Because it's called, Chazal call it Rosh Hashanah. And he brings from the Reb Hai, that's what Reb Hai Gaon says, it's called Rosh Hashanah. So a day that's called Rosh Hashanah has to be a Yom Tov. If you really think about this, but even Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishri, Rosh Hashanah that we are Nidden. In what way is there a Simcha? We're Nidden. It's the day brings out that it's the day that we're Nidden. Is that Yom Tov? The Torah says it's a Yom Tov. The Torah calls it a Yom Tov. So regardless to if it's Nidden, regardless, it's called a Yom Tov. Similarly, if Chazal added a whole load of, another whole list of things which is called a Yom Tov, so it's called a Yom Tov. Don't ask. Hey, but why should it be a Yom Tov? What's the whole big simcha about today? No, it's called a Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. That's the rule. So the Emma says, It's a bit ambiguous. So that's the whole simcha. That is the whole yom tov we have today. But as always, mavur in the Maril in the Levush say that's taka yom simcha. They say it's a yom simcha. I'll pee this. But why is it a yom simcha? It's not clear. Why is it a yom simcha? He's smiling simcha. What's the? It's not by the state. It's a yom simcha. That's it. At Khan, it's a yom simcha. Now, maybe the takamor is bigger. I'll pee drosh and I'll pee other things, but I'll pee pshat. I don't see any more to it. Why it's a yom simcha? That's what Rishonim say. Whenever Chazal call a day Rosh Hashanah, then it must be a yom tov. Now the halach is. I want to go a little bit to Hilchas Tachnun. Into Hilchas Tachnun. And see how much we can get clear on it. The halach is the Machabe Paskins and Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. Nagu Shalei Lipel Al Paneim. The minig is that we don't say Tachnun. And the Machabe says the Lashon Lipel Al Paneim to fall on one's face because that's the way Tachnun is supposed to be done. And the Shabru is Masbe and Bi Halach at the beginning of this Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph is Hilchas Nefilas Apayim. Shabru is Masbe because the times of Chazal Nefilas Apayim was a lot more. They used to fall on the floor, completely on the floor. And there's a whole shayla if you can do it, if you've got a stone floor, there's a whole, because you know how to do it outside of Beis HaMikdash. But I said today we don't fall on the floor. And it's just like, as our zeichel adova, we put our heads down, we put our heads on the thing. And at kedekach, there's so much doima to going on the floor, that the halach is, you shouldn't put your head straight onto the table. You should put it a little bit on the tzad, because if you put it straight, it looks like you'd be mishtachaber to even maskets, mishtachaber to a stone floor, which is also outside the Beis HaMikdash. So mainly, you've got to put your head a bit on the side. As we know, so Machabe says, "Nagu shelo lipel al paneim, betu ba'av, v'lo betu b'shvat, v'lo b'shchoidesh." And the Machabe goes further. I'm skipping out something here. V'lo b'chanukah, and Purim as well, and from al paneim. And we know the list goes on and on and on and on. Some people stop at one point. Some people go make the list even longer, and they stop even further down the line. That there's lots of many days that we don't say tachnu. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why. Rosh Hashanah Le'elonos, because Rosh Hashanah Le'elonos, because that's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. And then he brings the Magen Avraham, V'noigim Ashkenazim, Harbos, Oz B'minei Peiros, Le'elonos, that the minig is to have many fruits. And Kavachayim brings the Svadim also do that, that we have many fruits, some are 15 fruits, and Shank. So that's it was brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, to have 15 fruits. Maybe it's more pikabola. There's plenty kavonas in Arizal when a person eats these fruits, it's klar that it's mavur. It's got quite a deep makori from in al pikabola. But kaponim, we don't say tachnun on tishab on Tu B'Shvat. We don't say tachnun. So mavur shemachaber, we don't say tachnun on Tu B'Shvat because it's a shoshani le'enonis, and like we explained. Now the shayla is, what about today, this afternoon, Mincha Shlefanov, right? Mincha Shlefanov, and so we all know, we don't say either. But, it's a bit, this shayla, this halacha is yesh lodun olav. And that's what I want to discuss this nekuda, about a mincha, the day before, any day that we don't, like Boima, the Mishnah brings even the Mishnah Berurah brings like Boima, Rosh Chodesh, any day that we do, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say Tachnun, we all know Mincha Shlefanov, the Mincha before. Now, the Shaila is why. So now, to start off, the Bis Yosef brings that some say, firstly the Rambam says Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you don't. So Erev, and that's all he says, nothing more. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, we don't say Tachnun on Mincha. The Mishnah, and the Bis Yosef brings that Rosh Chodesh, you should know, he's very specific. He doesn't say it's a rule. Rosh Chodesh, you should also not say Tachnun on Mincha the afternoon before. Why? He brings from a Shabbat Aleket, one of the Rishonim, that's brought down quote to the Mishnah in Bis Yosef. Very interesting reason. He brings down from the Bis Yosef brings down because we know that Rosh Chodesh, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Edim used to have to come and be made that we saw the new moon. Okay? And the Gemara's in Beitzen Rosh Hashanah, they used to makabal Edim all day. So it means, even if the Edim came just before Shkia, just before night, and they said we saw the new moon, that day is Rosh Chodesh. Even though it's already the end of the day, that day, the day which really just passed, that's the Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is already base. It's ready. But then Gemara says that there was a problem with that, and they decided, I mean, Amin Chulamayla, we don't want to take any Edim. Finished. You can have, they can be Edim, and they can say that we saw the new moon, we're not accepting you. Because we've got issues with it, and not with them, we've got issues with this, it works out with Mishka Kikra Abim Bashir, right? So we don't want to accept them. Says the Shabbat Aleket, that it comes out that there's going to be days that Be'emus, Rosh Chodesh really was the day before the real Rosh Chodesh. All right, in times of Chazal, Taka, sometimes the Chiddush HaLevona, the new moon, Taka came out already the day before our Chiddush. So Seder Shebol HaLeket, therefore, it's some sort of Yom Tov. It's not really bad. It's a Shtikl Yom Tov. And Mimela, you shouldn't say Tachnun, just for the Mincha. Just the Mincha, just the Tachnun. That's what the B'Syosa bring. Not Shachris, just for the Mincha. Now, the Emma says this Shebol HaLeket is a massive Pele. It's a massive Pele. Because today, it's not like that. Today, let's go through one by one. When we have a one day Rosh Chodesh, so there's Aleph L'Chodesh. Now, one day is always because the Chodesh before this Chodesh was Chasa. So the Chodesh before was Chavtes, was 29 days, and then now the day after that day is the first day of the next Chodesh. Now, if the Chodesh before was 29 days, then you'll never have, it's not possible that the day before should be Rosh Chodesh, because a Chodesh is never 28. It's not 28. It's 29 and a half, in fact. It's not 28. So it's never going to be that really bad, Sam. It should really be Rosh Chodesh, but Chazal made a takona not to. And now, if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so what's 2 days Rosh Chodesh? 2 days Rosh Chodesh is when the Chodesh before is Mali. It's 30 days. So the 30th day of the old Chodesh is already Rosh Chodesh. Meizah Tam Shiyah. The Torah explains it in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Why that's the case. And the next day is the first day of the next Chodesh. Now, why should the day before the 2 days Rosh Chodesh also be a tzad that is Rosh Chodesh? Why should that be? Because this, Chazal said that this is Chodesh is a Mali. It's 30 days. And so Be'etzem, whatever reason, Be'etzem Rosh Chodesh should only really be the day after the 31st day. But nevertheless, we still made the day before Rosh Chodesh. So you want to take, even the day before that should also maybe be Rosh Chodesh. The day before, the real Rosh Chodesh, we've already added the day before the real Rosh Chodesh. Now you want to add even another day before that and say the day before might also have been Rosh Chodesh. It's if this time the Chodesh is Mali, because last time was Chassim, so it had to be the Kunda Chedron. So why should the day before the day, it's 2 days before the real Rosh Chodesh, should also be a Tzad, that it should be Rosh Chodesh, therefore there's no Tachnon. So yesh la'ayin with the Shibbol HaLeket, but anyway, that's what the Mechaber, the B'Syosa brings to the Shibbol HaLeket. And the Mechaber says, al pizeh, when I read out to you in Sivav, Kufra Madalev, v'loi b'Rosh Chodesh, v'loi b'mincha shelefonov. Therefore, says the Mechaber, we paskin that on Rosh Chodesh we don't say Tachnon, and who adin the Mincha before that we won't say Tachnon. Now the Mechaber brings, the B'Syosa brings. What about Chanukah? What about the day before Chanukah? So says the B'Syosa, yes, Shoyimrim that also day before Chanukah not to say Tachnon, and that's what Mechaber brings over here. Chanukah also has got this special din that you don't say Tachnon Mincha Shlefonov. And then Mechaber goes on. Now it says a bit of Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like from Mechaber, and that's a lot of poskim say that. The Prima Golem says that. Sounds like Mechaber that this halacha of not saying Tachnon Mincha Shlefonov the Mincha before is only by Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Yom Tov already said only Rosh Chodesh, and some say Chanukah. That's it. Only those two. Rosh Chodesh has a special din because the Shabbat Alek explains it. Chanukah, he doesn't even say why. But that's it. It's not a blanket rule. As Mishnah Berurah brings, it's mashma. He brings over here. Mashma mizeh de betubav, betubishvat. This afternoon, noiflim b'mincha shlefanov. It sounds like, strictly speaking, from Mechaber, if you know the B'Syosef, it's very, very clear that this afternoon we should yet be saying tachno. We should yet be saying tachno. And Mishnah Berurah carries on. Vei noigin kein. The minig is not like that. The minig is he brings from as many pasuk, the prichodosh, the ilas tomid he brings, the kafechem, the orach shulchan. Many pasuk say the minig is we don't say tachnon, and it's a blanket rule. It's a blanket rule. We do not. Yeah. Every Rosh Hashanah and every Yom Kippur is a special din. Now that's a Yom Tov Fnei Atzmoi. No, so we don't say every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even Shachris we don't say. Because every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's the day. Some people say, what about the day before every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The Mincha before every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Maybe then you should also not say. Every Rosh Hashanah is a different halacha. Ah, so maybe it's doimah to every Shon. No, because every Shon every Yom Kippur has a different din. Now it's I think it comes from the Fnei Hashem. The Torah, it's got a different din that it shouldn't be bechal the whole day. And we know we don't say tachnon shachris. And if you say slichas after Hashem is a break, also a lot don't say tachnon. You skip out the tachnon. It's a separate halacha. So to sit medama at kitach to say all the Rosh Hashanahs should be also the whole day before at kitach. We don't go so far. Yeah, so now that's how it comes out, that we do not say, now I want to mevayir it. I want to understand why are we so makel? You know, we all say, the chassidim are makel tachnun, but I think it's very possible, even al pi halacha, even from the shnabura, it sounds like we're makel tachnun. We make it with tachnun. The minig is, even though it's not mevu azoy in mechaba, but nevertheless, the minig is, we don't say tachnun on mincha shalafon of any day. That we don't say tachnun like boime or adosheni or all this purim katan. I mean, all these days the rule is don't say tachnun from. Some poskim say that the mincha before Pesach sheni you do say tachnun. Why? Because Pesach sheni, the whole simcha of Pesach sheni, the whole yom tov was that they brought a korban, the tameim on the yichidim, which were tameim first Pesach, they've got a chance again. Now when do you bring a korban? You only bring a korban Pesach in the afternoon. So really, the Yom Tov of Pesach Sheni, Yudalat Iyar, is not the whole day, it's only the afternoon. But maybe we don't jump so far back and say that even the Mincha, the day before, that's what some Pesach can bring. They may say they bring, Shem Zalman says that if you daven in a Shuba, they don't say it in such a day, it doesn't matter, because the Minik, a lot of people have a Minik, yes, still not to say. But I'm just bringing out that there are certain days where within the Pesachim Taka there's a Dion. Some do say on Pesach Sheni, you know. Pesach Sheni, you don't say. Pesach Sheni, you don't say. No one says Pesach Sheni. It's funny. Yeah. Even Lag Boim, we don't say. Even Lag Boim, we don't say Tachnon. Right? So, Kotchke Pesach Sheni, we shouldn't say Tachnon. Some say Tachnon, Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni? Okay. And Mincha as well on Pesach Sheni, do you know? Alright, okay. And Lag Boime, they say? Wow, so that's interesting. Lag Boime, not in Pesach Sheni, yeah. Alright. Yeah. So what's the Sibba, why? So the person can bring from a Sefer, Tame Amin Hogim. Tame Amin Hogim is a Sefer which is quite a big Sefer, and he brings all the Tame, all different Hogim in Klal Yisrael, and he asks, what's the Tame? Why we shouldn't say Tachnun on the day before Mincha Shlafonov? He says because since tonight there's a Haskara, let's say Rosh Chodesh, tonight you have to say Yalev Yavoy, so we miss out Tachnun Mincha before in order to use it as a reminder. It is a reminder. Some put out Prax Yalev Yavoy, but Sim Rangam says it was a different reminder. Don't say Tachnun. Today, it's not really a reminder because why didn't say Tachnun? I don't know why. Ask why didn't say Tachnun. But if you makpid every day to say Tachnun, why didn't you say Tachnun today? Ah, because Rosh Chodesh tonight. So when it comes to tomorrow, if you remember, hey, of course, it's the Alev Yobe, obviously. Now, but that time only applies to Rosh Chodesh. Ezekiel doesn't apply to Tu B'Shvat. Because there's no Azkara on Tu B'Shvat. We all know. There's no Azkara on Tu B'Shvat. So the Tam Nogim still is not a Hezba to all other days. Tu B'Av. The 15th of Av is also Yom Simcha, the Mechaba brings. All these days, there's no Askar. A lot of times, Tu B'Av, we just swim through Tu B'Av, we're in holidays, and we forget about, hey, it was Tu B'Av last week, I didn't know. Yeah, all these days, there's nothing. No one makes a mention. Nevertheless, there's no Tachno. So I want to be Mazbe, I have two shares. Number one, why are we Mekel? We talking? I'm just reminded, but even Efsha, that maybe that's what Mr. Bruce says, the minig is not to, and he's Makabalis minig, he's masked this minig. And number two, a bigger shayla, a bit more of a broader shayla, a bit more of an interesting shayla is there a mokum in halacha? Is there a mokum in halacha to be makel like a lot of kehillas are makel not to say tachan on certain days? Le marshal yard sites, all these things. Is there a mokum? It always bothered me. I'd rather the chassidim have their ways of doing things. But is there a mokum in halacha? What is it? Maybe it's wrong. Maybe is there a mokum or not? So I want to give you three akdamas, three introductions, three halachas, three introductions, hilchas tachnun, hilchas nefilas apayim, and if he's there, we can get a lot clearer. Firstly, the Torah brings from a Gaon, one of the Gaonim. The Gaonim is before the Rishonim, the Gaonim, of Notroi Gaon, and he brings from Notroi Gaon that the whole nefilas apayim, the whole thing to say tachnun after Shmin Esra, is only a Rishos, it's not a Chayva. That's been in Shas, the Gemara is never machayav tzinin if it's a pain. B'siyot brings that if you look through Shas, if you learn through Shas, Dafayemi didn't tell you this, you'll see a lot of times that such a thing exists in the field of a pain. But never Chazal will machayav tzinin if it's a pain. It's not a chiv that Chazal will machayav us. It became nishtav of a minute, because in Chazal you see it's a very, very good thing. And we'll see soon how powerful it is. And Mele became a minuk. So said to him, Troy gone, but it was never, no one was ever mechal himself to say tachnun. It was always only a rishos. It says the drisha on this tour, that is why the halacha is, we all know this halacha, that a beis achosn, yes, lodum what beis achosn is, because still I'll say that in a shul it's not called beis achosn, but akaponim. When you have a chosn in your minyan, and then there's no tachnun, you don't say tachnun. Says the drisha, do you know why it comes from this halacha? Mechatesa, because there's a chosn, you shouldn't say tachnun. Tachnun is Allah Chazal Mechayev. The Chosn himself should be saying Tachnun. Says the Drisha because there are Shos. The Prisha because there are Shos. And that's, because this gone, because the Torah gone says the whole thing is a Shos. There, from there came out all these kulas not to have to say Tachnun a lot of times. And our brother, also Mila, all these, they found him, the Sibba, why we're Mekel, is only because the whole thing is only a Shos. And Chazal whenever Mechayev asked them to say it. And that's Hakdolma number one. And Zoyz Mavu as well in the Rivash. The Rivash says it's only a minug. That's number one. Number two, there's a bit of a.
What's the general idea that
we don't have Tachnun? Why shouldn't we say Tachnun? I think because you must ki Averis, no? Because you must ki Averis. You ask Nibun Shem to Moichel you Averis in you. What's a Tachnun? We're going to see soon. Tachnun is a bit of a Shvirus Alev. Tachnun is a time when you. When you machniah yourself a lot more to Ben Shalem because of your averus, not machniah. Tefillah is a different type of achna. Your machniah is more of a sreim mustik achna. This is more like shvius aleiv. It's more of a, and as well the filas apayim. The fact that you throw yourself down on the floor, the times of chazal on the table, it's a even of shvius aleiv. It's like it's a kvetch and it doesn't shtim. It doesn't suit. I think that's the matter. It doesn't suit with such a day. Now then, Akdama number two is the Bais Yosef brings that erev Chanukah we shouldn't say tachnun. Now if you look at the Bais Yosef. He didn't say v'yesh oimrim, that she'inim tachnun. He said v'yesh oisrim. Some say you're not allowed to say tachnun, erev Chanukah. What's this v'yesh oisrim? So some poskim want to say that in the Shabru also touches this point, that in a day that you shouldn't say tachnun, it's not pshat you shouldn't, you don't have to. Pshat is that you're not allowed to say tachnun. That's what some poskim want to say. And they want to bring a raya from a Gemara. There's a story, the Gemara is involved with Metzia, in the Old Testament base, everybody knows the story with Gamliel and Ebelezer. There was a big machlokes who should be the Nasi. And it was a very, very difficult time in Bismedosh at that time, very, 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 very hard time. And the Gemara says their story that Ebelezer's wife was called Ema Shalom. That was her name, Ema Shalom. And she was the sister of Gamliel. So Ebelezer and Gamliel, not only did they have machlokes who should be the Nasi, but they were brother-in-laws. So maybe you can understand a bit better. They were brother-in-laws. So the Gemara says that because of this story, she was a bit worried for her brother, Ibn Gamliel. So whenever he davened, she was always there, and she always made sure, you remember this Gemara? She always made sure not to say Tachnun. Because if you'd say Tachnun, it's a danger, it's a sakana. It's a sakana for a brother of Gamliel, because he was sure it was very, very hard for him. He had akpada, and the Gemara says, because he shouldn't die. At kidekach, Ibn Gamliel shouldn't die. She stopped him, I don't know what. Told him to sweep the floor, no idea how. What? Oh, so the Gemara says further, there was one day that the Gemara says two the story. One day there was an oni by the door and she went. Because they all ask Akash as well that, 1 minute, he can say Tachnun any time in the day. So the Gemara says, no, because the Paskim say that straight after Shemoneh Esrei, that's when it's the most powerful. You shouldn't be mafsik. Between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun, because it's the power history of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says that as soon as he finished Shemoneh Esrei, she did something to make him that he shouldn't say Tachnun. And the Gemara says once there was an oni by the door and she went and he said Tachnun. And the Gemara says Taka that day, Ibn Gamliel died. Ibn Gamliel died that day. At Kekach, the power of Tachnun was. So the Gemara says, but why did she? The Gemara's got another Lishna that she didn't bother with him. She didn't bother him. Why? The Gemara says because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and that's why Rosh Chodesh, no one says Tachnun. So the Gemara says, but Emma says it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, because she didn't realize that Chodesh was Mali. So the next day was really Rosh Chodesh. In the times of Chazal, there was no 2 days that we have. So the Paskin brings, there's a sefer called Mori Ksiya, he wants to say, that you see from this Gemara, that that when the time when you don't say tachnun, it's also to say tachnun. Why? Because she, why did she tell herself, hello, so shchodesh day, he's anyway not going to say tachnun, doesn't matter, I can go. Well, he might still say tachnun, he might still. So if I still, she knew he will not say tachnun, because it's not allowed. That's what some poskim want to say. Alright? Some poskim say it's not a raya, because some say it's not a raya. Anyway, that's akdoma number two. Akdoma number three is, and this is a very, very choshev akdoma. The Bais Yosef in the end of Kuf Lamed Aleph brings, he just quotes. He doesn't say anything on it, he doesn't add anything. He quotes a long, long, long zoya. A massive long zoya. If anybody thought, you learn Bais Yosef, so you're learning halacha. No, there's also zoya in there sometimes. He quotes a massive long zoya, and the zoya is very, very, very sharp about Nefilas Apayim. The zoya goes and explains that Nefilas Apayim is be'etzem, you must dabuk to the chitzonius a bit. The zoya asks, why is there no vav in the Nefilas Apayim that the Nusach, I think the Yekas also say, but they say the other mizmah, right? Well, the Svadim for sure say, we say a different mizmah, right? And in that mizmah, there's no vav, so he explains, because it's got to do with Kabbalah, this vav is connected to Misa, and because you're doing tachnon is some sort of connection to Misa, and you explain, by when a person says tachnon, that is that he brings out the ilon hamez, and he says, nevertheless, I'm moiseh myself to Hashem. He's like kiru, he's misdabek a bit to the chitzonius, to the tumah, but he's saying, nevertheless, I'm giving my neshama to the Baruch Shleilam. So it's a bit of a very harsh chelik of tefillah. The Bais Yosef brings it down. It's not stam zoyas. And therefore, says the Zohar, you have to be very, 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 very careful when you say tachnun, to think what you're saying. And he says, and the Paschim bring it down, the Magen Avraham brings it down. He says that if a person says it without kavona, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, as we say in Zohar, it could be he'll die before the time. Ad kekach, so chomo. And the Magen Avraham says, therefore, because of that, says the Magen Avraham, we don't say this mizmah, taka, and that's taka where the Ashkenazim get this meaning from, not to say the real mizmah that is supposed to be said. You say a different mizmah because the real mizmah is too harsh. It could be that those who say the real mizmah, they don't taka. The Sfadim don't put their heads down. Sfadim, even with the Sefer Torah, we don't put our heads down. Because we're saying the real mizmah, and maybe it's too chomo. It's too chomo to put your heads down, because it's too harsh, it's too chomo. Mashikin, if you're saying a different mizmah anyway, so there's nothing wrong to put your head down. Nothing wrong to do the real nefila, because you're not even really saying the real thing. So that's the third akdoma, and Memela, according to the Zoya, a lot of Paskin bring, that is why the Rambam says the Mishaburu bring, the Mechaba Paskins, that we don't say Tachnon by night. We don't say, and the Mishaburu explains, and Mishaburu brings it here, believe it or not, he says, it's our Pikabola. It's our Pikabola, we don't say Tachnon at night. Right, we don't say Tachnon at night, and it's our Pikabola, it's different source of Dafi. Right, we don't say Tachnon at night, the Mishaburu means our Pikabola, Zoya, not Tachnon at night. And some Paskin say, therefore, they bring from the Munkacher, he's got a sefer called Devar Torah, that therefore, who I did if a person says Damas Mincha and he hits Shkia, a person should also not say Tachnun, because it's already starting to become Laila. And he brings, Ad Kedekach, the Devar Torah brings even more, the Esmavu and the Siddha Arizal, that even before Shkia, already when Mincha, the Zman Mincha starts, from already the afternoon onwards, it's a bit of a harsher time, a Pikabola in the day, it's more when the Chitzonius, when it's more Tumas and Klippers, Mela, from Chatzos onwards, the Vatari brings out Pida Arizal, a person should not say Tachnon. A person should not say Tachnon. And Mishnah Berurah Paskins granted that even after Shkia you should yes say Tachnon. Mishnah Berurah Paskins should yes say Tachnon. But a lot of Minhag, a lot of communities have the Minhag, not to say Tachnon, Bechlal for Mincha. Bechlal, if you go, there are lots of communities, with the Hasidic world especially, and even in the Sfadish world, apparently in Morocco, and I guess many other Eidos, there's no Tachnun Mincha. There's no Tachnun. Because of this Sibba. Because Sfadim a bit more with the Zoya, a bit more into that. So because of that, there's never Tachnun Mincha. Okay? About this, Nochemo, Api Mishnah Berurah, Avada is Tachnun. Ad Kekach Mishnah Berurah, even after Shkia, there should be Tachnun. But there's no Tachnun Mincha. And there's a big Mokum, there's Taka, a very strong Mokum to say why there should not be Tachnun Mincha. That's number one. And number two, let me see, time's a bit. I'll just quickly say that what about Yahrzeit? So the Kseisa Shulchan of Avraham Chaim Noah brings it, the Minuk Chaside Poilin is not to say Tachnun on Yahrzeit. And my Shaila is why Michtes. I saw two Makoros. One is the Munkat Sheru, another sefer called Darke Chaim B'Sholem, a different sefer. And he says, because Bizmanom, they used to finish a Masechta, they used to Masayim a Masechta. And when you were the day, Masayim a Masechta, it's a Yom Tov. How do you know that? So Marshal says, in Yom Shashleim and Merubah, he says, because one of the things that you don't say Tachnin is Tu B'Av. Why not? So the Gemara says, because it's the day that we finish cutting the wood for the Atzei Marocha. Because from then on, it's already starts to get wet, and it starts getting a bit wormy, and it's not good anymore. So what big deal? So why is that a Simcha? Because a Siyam for a mitzvah is a Yom Simcha. Says the Marashal, who had in a Siyam a Sechta is a Yom Simcha. So it's only called a Siyam a Sechta. So it's stamped just to throw out Yahrzeit. It knows no Heta. It's only because there's another Sefer called Minhag Yisrael Torah, and he says the Sefer is because the day of a Yahrzeit, the Olim used to go to the Keva. And he used to make a Hilula, similar to like Boim Hashem Bechai. He used to make a Hilula. But without that, there's no Heta. So Be'etzim, I was even told from a Chassidah Shailam, that it's very, very Shver Heta. And even the it's very. Akoponim, just quickly to answer, where is this Makor come from? Not to say Tachan after Mincha. Or the day before a day of Yom Tov, it's very possible, even if you don't have brewer, that's taka mechayiv to say tachno mincha after shkia. But once you've got a few other sibbas and it's erev of Yom Tov, and there's many paskim in bechaldu and say mincha, then obazoi, there's yesh makom nahal.